Everybody ready? Good morning. Thank you for coming. I'll try to make this as short as possible. This is a fairly straightforward review, Master Matrix review. I'll start off by going over what we've done so far. After having received the application, notices to all the property owners, improved or not, within 2 miles, the notices went out. Let's see. We posted the sign in the yard itself in the ditch. Paper was notified. The Board of Supervisors did a resolution to hold a public hearing. We met with DNR on site. Melissa, Keith, Matt, and I met DNR, Pinnacle, and the property owner. Let's see, after having discussed the parcel line problem, it was learned that the mistake was Story County's mistake, and so those parcel lines have been redrawn, and now everything that's proposed is located on their property. Good thing. Met with Melissa to finalize the emergency action plan. She sort of embellished the extension one so that there's a little better information available. Let's see, the public hearing is set for May 10th, so if you could put that on your calendar and please plan on being there. And so far we've only received one complaint, which is very different compared to other previous high confinements. Paul thinks it's because everyone's busy protesting the pipeline. So that's okay. I did hear back, and the owners of Happy Hula are not related to the Obrecks who they bought the land from, so that might impact Wayne's decision on his scoring. So now I think we'll just kind of go through the scoring line by line for those ones that they asked to have received points from. So keep in mind, everything that they put on their master matrix, that becomes part of their permit. So that's above and beyond your standard non-master matrix component. Okay. So I say I have a cheat sheet here. Okay. So number two is the first one, and Mike and Jerry were assigned to that additional distance to public use area. Any discussion, or what points did you come up with?
I gave him the full 30.
Okay.
I looked on zoning and land use and really didn't see like any public park areas within the proximity of this. So
okay. That's correct. I had the same analysis.
Okay. And then number three, additional distance to school, church, business. Jerry?
There is a church to the northwest. It's about a mile and a half. It's just under 10,000 feet. So I gave them the 30 there. There's a business to the southeast, the Heartland Co-op. It's about 1,700 lineal feet from the proposed location of this building. So with both of those, I'm suggesting the full 30 points.
Okay. I agree. I looked at that too. Okay, and then number four, additional distance to lake, streams, and ponds. That's Mike and me. I gave them the 25 points that they requested. Do you agree, Mike?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
That stream to the north doesn't prevent them from getting the full amount of points. And that stream, by the way, is where if they had a leak from the pit, that's where it discharges to. So straight north, that stream is where we would look for leaks or spill releases. Number five, Darren, additional distance to road.
Yeah, it was well over the 300-foot minimum. It was close to 1,300 feet, so yeah, they got the 30 points for that.
Okay. Let's see. Number six, additional distance to critical public areas, and that is Jerry and Mike.
What number, Margaret?
I'm sorry, number six.
number six, I gave them the full 10 feet. Their analysis was correct.
Okay.
Or the 10 points.
10 points, okay.
I don't see that listed as on six, C and E and H.
Conservation B and B, number six. It's okay, Jerry. I looked at it, too. I agree with Mike. You know, it's fine. Okay. It was a really straightforward one. Let's see, number eight. They skipped seven. That's fine. Additional distance to ag drainage well, sinkhole, major water. That's always a given because we don't have any of those in Story County, really. So eight full points.
I agree.
Okay. Number nine, additional distance to MMP facility, environmental health. I gave them the full 25 as per our, what we could find on DNR site. Those farms to the west did not have to have manure management plans. They were small enough that they went under that threshold. So I gave them the full points on that. Number 10, additional distance to high-quality waters, resources protected water. Mike and myself, what do you think, Mike?
And I scored them a 30 on that.
I agree. Okay, number 12, liquid manures covered. I agree, full points. Number 17, farm manure storage structure. I agree, full points. Number 19, truck turnaround, Darren.
Yes, that's where we kind of have the property line issue. As long as property lines are adjusted, like you said, there's plenty of room for that radius. So yeah, we'll have to probably check that in the field and make sure they build it that way.
Yeah, okay.
It's according to plan, it meets standard for the full.
And then, you know, Noel on the site that day, he was kind of talking about the trucks pulling in, backing, and out. And you know, certainly doable because they'd have enough room. But to me, that's not a turnaround, or would either one be okay?
No, it needs to be a radius that they can turn.
Yeah, that makes it easy and obvious. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Number 20, no history of admin orders. As per DNR legal, no history in the past 5 years. I got a confirmed email from them. Confirmation email. Number 23, Wayne, you're up.
Okay, the family home credit, the only way they can be eligible for that is if they said they farm the land around, which is how they qualify, but they have to be related. They're not.
Okay.
So
zero.
It'd be zero from my...
Okay, they just failed.
Pardon?
They just failed, or they don't have enough points then.
Well, as I learned, it was awful. Because I was checking the Department of Revenue the last couple of days trying to verify that. And, you know, they got just under 3 acres where they're at. Family farm credit, you're supposed to have 10 acres minimum. But there's also, they point to a part of the code where they farm the land around it, so that would make them eligible.
Okay.
And it would if they were related.
Okay.
And it has to be under the third, like second cousin, it can be a son-in-law, brother, sister,
direct line, sanguinity, just like the time transfer.
That's what was bothering me. If,
okay.
When I saw that, I wanted to make sure.
Thanks for checking
that's
on
that. That's what the Department of Justice told me. So.
All right. So that's a huge problem, that one right there. Okay, so we'll kind of come back to that, Wayne. Let's finish the scoring. Number 24, facility size, that's me. I gave him the full points. Number 25... wet dry heaters used. This is where I was hoping there'd be a farmer on the bench here, but we don't. So in the past, everyone has pretty much submitted that same research done by ISU, et cetera, and that's what they use, and that's kind of best management practices, so I gave them the full points on that. If you guys have a problem with that, speak up, you know, but I am just no expert on that. What I read, it looks like that's what everybody does. Number 26, manure incorporation. So that's incorporation the same day it's applied. And I like that being on the master matrix because I like to ensure that that is being done. So I gave them the full points on that, and I'm glad they included that. And then Melissa, number 40. And that is emergency action plan.
On the emergency action plan, our points would have to be zero. They did not address the risk to the site, which is even something that came straight out of the reference material they supplied from Iowa State Extension. They did not address the risk in that plan.
Okay.
As you mentioned before, we have created a template that I will provide those flash changes that we made to you that so you can get that to them. But
okay.
Until they address that risk and define the procedures that are specific to that site, we can't give them the full points on that.
Okay. All right. And then the last one, number 41, Melissa.
For the closure plan, emergency management's concern is that there's not a, is just making sure that they're not having, leaving a hazardous site. Whatever processes, you know, that you guys would have, the planning and development have, or environmental health would have, you know, for surveying a closed, you know, a production area that's closing down. We just would want to make sure there's not any hazardous materials left behind, and that any propane tanks or gas lines or anything are taken care of.
Okay. Can you remind me, so if they close, I know they'll pump it and lime it and do all that good stuff. Will they bury it? Is that what the plan said? Will the structure be gone?
I don't remember. I mean, for us, we don't have a concern about the structure. It's just making sure, from an emergency management standpoint, that there's no hazardous materials left, whether it be the propane tank that could create a hazardous situation.
Okay.
Or
but, I mean,
that there's
generally, from a county perspective, not just emergency management. Do you recall what the plan would have said?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look into that in a little bit. Because I would like, I think it should be written and in the permit that it will not only be pumped, but then, you know, knocked in so that it's not sitting there vacant.
Yeah, I mean, whatever regulations you guys want to see, I mean, that's, you know, I don't think we'll have any concern with that. It's just making sure that there's just not a hazardous environment left. That's our biggest concern.
Okay. All right. So. Okay. So, that's good. And then any comments, general comments on the manure application site? Any red flags for this?
Does that go right up to that creek? When you look north of...
Well, which creek?
I know seeing in their application there's that creek that runs through the north of the site.
Yes.
Their manure application, does that go right up to... Does that go right up to where that creek area is?
Well, they do have to meet the setbacks.
Okay.
So, and that was shown on... on their up close map here, so I think that they're fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So the question now is, they do not have enough plants. I think. Oh, do they still? In it. Total to pass. I need 440. I still have 440 if they took off.
You got 30 points that's come off of it so far.
Right. Well, 35 actually. Yours and.
You have 25?
Mine's 25.
Oh, yours is only 25. Okay, all right. I took the full 30 off.
I did.
Yeah.
I got
Well, I got 450 with what they applied for, and if we take off 30, that drops them to 420, is what I have. Do I have a calculator? I do.
Aaron said it
again. I don't know.
I got it.
What was that?
20
more
points.
Okay.
No, I haven't added up there.
You want to? Oh, you want? I'll yell the numbers out and you do it. How does that sound? Okay, ready? 30. Plus 30, plus 25, 30, 10, 50, 25, 30, 30, 30, 25, 20, 25, 30, 5, 5, and then minus 30. For 20, okay, and I need 440 to pass. So, so the question is, do we work with them now to correct this and come up with a passing score, or are we just go to the public hearing and tell them they flunked, and then pretty much have to start over?
How many points are they off?
They are off by 20 points, yeah, because they've got, right now they've got 10 over what they need.
So even if they did the emergency action plan, that's not going to bring them up to where they need to be.
Right. And there's no way they could fix number 23, because it's a yes or a no.
Margaret, does our process involve communicating where we're at right now and then let them respond to what our review is?
So with the Chemlin Farm one, and I think that was before your time, I did, and I got a lot of heat for that, a lot of heat, saying that I was helping them fill out their application. But I felt it was no different than anyone coming in the door looking for a driveway application, a septic application, where they need information to do to completely fill out their form.
I would agree.
Okay. A lot of heat for that, a lot of heat. And that's kind of why we ended up going the committee route instead of environmental health route.
Could we do a letter, though, or some formal communication to them as far as where our points are? And then
Yes. There's
a period of time that way it gives them time to respond if they choose to, or they can just come to the hearing.
That's a
great idea.
That's what I was going to say, a letter, and then they could come to the hearing. Or is it an official hearing?
Public hearing, yeah.
Public hearing before.
Yes.
Okay. And they could come and address that at the hearing.
Okay. And then will we take submittals prior to the hearing, like for the management plan?
Yeah, I don't have an issue with if they want to submit that work with plan. I mean, it's the review process, you know, is going to be dependent on I'm not going to deny it's going to be dependent on our schedule. You know, we'll do our best to get it done before the 10th if they submit it back before the 10th. But
okay. And then to attach up, I know Keith is out of town, Matt or I could also review that for you.
Yeah, and I'm good with that because you guys are familiar enough with how we've developed the template. We'll do our best to get a review before the 10th. But I think I agree with Darren and Jerry, a letter back to them saying these are the areas that we found deficient, you know, because then they can come to the public hearing and can address it there, or can submit the emergency plan back and 5 points. It's not like it's going to make a whole lot of difference in this case.
Yeah. There are other points available.
Oh.
So they went to, say, question number 7 that they're missing and wanted points at that from that. Are you all okay for accepting that information before the public hearing?
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be good.
Okay. All right. So what I'm hearing is I'll write a letter telling them of their deficiencies, telling them their deadline is May 9th so that we have at least one day to review. That's okay. We can get that done. It'll be just a little bit. And they'll have to come up with one other thing to get scored on.
I have a question. I just want to clarify something. We didn't talk about this, but question 22, when it talks about a homestead, are they just saying that they could build a house there and have a homestead? Is that what they're saying? Because there is no house there. It's just a condo.
Yeah. Homestead means that the guy is living there and owning it. Yeah. That he's smelling it is what they're getting at, I think.
Did they hear that number, though?
No, they didn't.
They didn't pick that number.
It is a 22.
No, they asked for 0 points on that.
Oh, okay. They didn't do anything on that. Oh, okay. Yeah. I just saw that. Okay.
The pink kind of throws it off. Or okay. You're going off of that. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't get that wrong.
Okay. So again, May 10th is the meeting. It'll be here during the regular meeting. Only one complaint, so it might be just, you know, quick. I'll do a short PowerPoint so that the public can see where it's located and the manure application areas, things like that. We'll go from there. Everyone did a great job of just, you know, getting all their assignments done. Is there anything that you'd like to see done differently the next one that comes in? It's easier the second one, it really is. No? Everybody's good with this? Okay. Okay. Good deal. Ethan, any words of wisdom?
Nothing went well.
Okay, good deal. We're done. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Margaret. Thank you, Margaret.